If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Bird Gang, this is your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, the JBNB Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
Check 1, 2, yeah.
Mm-hmm,
back
mm-hmm.
Like you never left, baby.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Let me clear my throat. What's up, man?
216, baby, we are back. Ooh, wee.
216. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Listening and viewing pleasure. Oh, yeah. That's right. Follow us at JB and Benny Blue for all your content. Please tap in with our YouTube. And hey, guess what? As you see tonight, we got our new live stream time, that off season, baby. The daylight savings time is all.
That's right.
We back.
Y'all change, you know what I'm saying? Y'all change, we don't change, you know what I'm saying? We just out here, you know what I'm saying, stuck on stupid in the desert, man.
By the way, I think they're trying to get a bill through the Senate that just gets rid of daylight savings time, period. So hopefully this shit is just over with come 2023.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing. How dope would it be, you know what I'm saying, for me to call some of my folks in New York and it'd still be 7 o'clock over there. I mean, it's going to be weird with the sun because, of course, the sun still, you know what I'm saying, like, it touches mm-hmm. different parts of the world, you know what I'm saying, or our right. United States at different times. So that shit going to be weird as hell. So I don't really mind the daylight savings thing. I ain't really tripping on it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is, but.
Yeah, you know, at this point, we don't get to wind the clocks anymore, so the cell phones do it automatically, the Apple Watches do it automatically, but you know? this whole falling back, springing forward shit, you know what I mean, people can just stay in pocket, and we're every other Wednesday. I noticed I said usually, some weeks, maybe we're going to double up, but just get used to us, because damn it, there's a lot of shit happening, and if you want to keep up with it, make sure to follow us individually. Follow Dr. Bridges at 73 King JB73. Yours truly at Benny Blue Eyes. Yeah, goddamn it, we got a TikTok page.
We got a
at
TikTok.
Benny Blue. And them things are doing numbers too, by the way.
Word to Patrick Mahomes, brother.
Oh my God. We didn't belong in the same sentence as that dude.
Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, brother, you know, so he got a new dancing partner out there in KC with him, man.
Who is that?
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay, that's called a teaser in the business.
Yeah,
very good. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, if you miss us, don't even worry about it. Tap in here for now. This is going to change, but for now, tap in with us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. Like, share, subscribe, 5-star rate, all that fun shit. Desert folks, the time may have changed, but this didn't. Tap in with our friends over at casualsports.com, KSRN Arizona. They're live streaming out of Phoenix. They're constantly playing our content episodes.
Shout out to the whole crew, man. You know what I'm saying? All that.
They'll be back, Dr. Bridges, just because you already know what's around the corner, that anniversary episode and our NFL draft roundtable.
The draft.
Up next month. It's going down on the Believe Podcast Network. In the words of JB, damn it, we believe. Speaking of new times, Dr. Bridges, your new day and time for Burner Bridges.
Oh, yes. The Burner Bridges podcast is now moved to Sunday. So we just had our first new time last Sunday. So we won't do it again for the next Sunday, Sunday after next, right? So this Sunday will pass, and then the next Sunday after that. But, of course, you guys will see it on social media. Benny, I'm sure, you know, send me one. Benny will blast it on our page here at the JB Benny Blue, and of course at 73 Kings JB73, and of course at Benny Blue Eyes. You know, so we show love, we're family, you know what I'm saying? So we always supporting, but 5:30 Pacific Standard and 8:30 Eastern Standard. Of course, Twitter, AAT Sports _ and the AAT, which is all about the Birds family. Shout out to the great city of Philadelphia. Y'all know I love y'all out there, man. I gotta get up out there. Nero, what's up, boy? I know you're in North Carolina right now. We gotta hit Philly. South Street, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Fat Tuesday, ooh wee! Trying to see what's going on with the 190 octanes just for the evening. You dig?
Oh my God. That's
real. Stand the W, you know what I'm saying? Stand the woof, the woo, you know what I mean?
Mm-mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Listen, man, tapping with JB on Sundays now, every other Sunday, just like we're here on every other Wednesday on the review. Coming up, oh, we had a lot of free agency, some trade shit, all types of crazy shit happening. Sean Watson, Baker Mayfield, Matt Ryan, Tariq Hill, and a bunch of shit. Plus, we got some savage reactions coming your way and a whole lot of mo. Speaking of our fam, check out our sponsors, man. The guys, Valley Boys Association, Valley Boys, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. You see JB repping it. That's a clean shirt, by the way. I know they got the new package coming to us. ValleyBoysAssociation.com.
You got a package on the way, bro. You got a package on the way. I'm about to ship this bitch out tomorrow. All right?
I appreciate you and Zach and Cody. I appreciate you. So tap Zach and Cody, with them. Get fitted for the summer. Use code podcast22 for 20% off your order at checkout. And, of course, tapping with our guy. Our guy, Tim, just got a new whip for himself. So, you know,
Tim doing numbers. Deal. Hey, Tim doing numbers, bro. You know what I'm saying? You watching
Tim. For real numbers.
If you're watching it, it's timtobuy.com. Yeah. If you watching it, and that's the same thing as Instagram, is at timtobuy. If you watching it, Tim is doing numbers. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Larry June, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Numbers. Yeah, man. Tim's got the belt. He's got the strap. So if you want to go win the championship and get the strap, tap in with Tim. Text review to 515-444-7003 and let the man know what you want. He will get it for you. New pre-owned vehicle. It doesn't matter. It's timtobuy.com. And, of course, any sponsorship questions, hate mail, get at us, jbandbettingthereview@gmail.com. All right, man. We got a lot of shit to talk about. When we're off every other week, it's like 80,000 things happen within just that's like fine. a week and a half. Good. But that's why we're here, damn it.
That's right. That's right.
That's why we're here. So look, Dr. Bridges, you're in the desert, and we would be remiss if we didn't start with the BG, because that's what we care about around these parts. So just taking a quick recap, obviously there's been more moves than this. With right. Bergang and Loose, Chandler Jones to the Bills, signs that four-year deal. Christian Kirk goes to 2 years with the Jags.
Chandler Jones to the Raiders, right?
Is that right? No, he went to the Bills, did he not?
No, Chandler Jones went to the Raiders. Mans went to the Bills for that ungodly contract. Von Miller went to the Bills, right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah. Well, either way it goes, Chandler Jones flew the coop. There were rumblings of that during the season. He ultimately didn't get the contract again. Christian Kirk goes to Jacksonville. Chase Edmonds goes to Miami. But the BG did retain Colt McCoy because Lord knows what's going to happen with fucking Kyler's ass. Zach Ertz comes back and James Conner. So if you had to give the BG a grade, old Kime, you were talking about him earlier, where do they rank based on what they've done thus far? Pre-draft, mind you.
I'm going to give him a B minus, right? Because I mean, we just signed Mans from the linebacker from Minnesota, right? Who's a hell of a ball player, right? And I can't think of his name because I just saw it, noticed it, didn't really look into details.
Nick Vigil, and you also got Jeff Gladney at corner as well.
Right, so yeah, we got that kid. So we both got both of them from Minnesota. I don't know what the tie is there, but both of them very solid players. Right now, we talked about the fact that solid players are what's going to win you championships. All right, so I'm cool with that. B minus, you know what I'm saying? And the reason why I say B minus is because I felt like we should have got Bobby Wagner. Right, a couple deals. I feel like
might
we should
sign with the Rams, or he may have already done it. Who
knows? My God, see that? And again, that's the last thing we need, right? But I mean, look at this. And another one I'm upset about. So I'm upset about two of them. Bobby Wagner, and then Mans in Philly, right? The D lineman. I'm drawing a blank right now. What's his name? He's from Mississippi, and I apologize, bro.
Fletcher Cox.
Fletcher, yeah. So Fletch, Philly signed Fletch to a 1 year deal, Benny. A 1 year deal, bro. So you mean to tell me we couldn't go give him 2 years and drop a little G on his money and he'll come over here and do good work for us? See, this is the shit I'm talking about, right? And they're getting Bobby because we let Hicks go. Now, if you put your money on Collins, man, this dude is a dunce, bro. I don't see this dude being a great football player. And I had a conversation with one of my coworkers the other day, young cat, very analytical. And he was just, you know, talking about, and I don't see this kid being the guy, bro. I don't see him being the guy. So I felt like getting Bobby Wagner for a couple of years would have, man, that would have made our defense rock solid, right? So I'm going to give him a B minus, you know what I'm saying? And that's the best I can give him, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like we just weren't aggressive enough. Now, Zach Ertz had to be retained. Connor had to be retained. And Colt McCoy, you know what I'm saying, cool because he understands the offense and he's the guy, right? Yeah, we lost Chase. Yeah, we lost Christian. And congratulations to Christian Kirk for getting that bag, right? And y'all kiss my ass. That's my nephew, you know what I'm saying? I've known that kid forever, right? So I love that kid like he's my own damn son. Hey, it's what it is. It's other folks, you know what I'm saying, that people felt weren't deserving of that money, and they got that money. I think Christian Kirk is going to do well out there. You know what I'm saying? They got Mans, you know what I'm saying, for Philly. All right? You know, he won a championship out that thing. Hey. Mm-hmm. Offensive guru, I think Christian Kirk. We're going to see a whole lot of Christian Kirk this year. So, yeah. And then Edmonds, you know what I'm saying, always a solid running back. So, I think the, you know, and my thing is that if you're in free agency, you should be aggressive because you should be in win now mode. Right? I mean, look what the fucking Raiders did. Like, the Raiders, did they find like a genie or something? Because, man, right. they've been spending money like nobody's business, right?
What kind of blood money did Al Davis have buried in the desert between L.A. and Vegas for them to pull all that shit off?
It's a reason why. It's a reason why they're in Vegas, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's a reason why the Raiders went to Vegas. It ain't no coincidence, right? So, you know what I'm saying? Whatever they do, we're going to leave that to them business-wise. But, yeah, B- for my bird gang. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we're still going to be okay. Little dude, I mean, and honestly, I'm going to openly say it. I thought that we should have made a play to get Deshaun Watson, right? Bigger, stronger, faster. You know what I'm saying?
They probably would have taken Kyler in the trade because obviously they didn't take Baker in this one. But we'll talk about that. That's interesting.
Right? And he would have been collateral to get a good trade and not have to give up the house, right, to get Deshaun Watson. Because Deshaun Watson got a full G behind that money, right? Yes. That's like 250, right? So, yeah, they got to pay that man that because it's a legally binding contract. Now, of course, they got a little bit of that back, you know what I'm saying, with those class action law, whatever, not class action, but those civil lawsuits they had against him. Mm-hmm. All right.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So let's keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? B minus for the bird game, though. Love y'all.
Okay. And Sean, I saw your question about Miami, about Tariq Hill, so we will get to that here in just a moment. And just for clarity, for those wondering, there are still a few cats out there who were with the BG last year who are still unsigned, notably, or kind of notably, I guess, A.J. Green is still out there, Demetrius Harris, a tight end.
I think we should sign A.J. Green back. I'm sorry. Like, you know,
they give him on a one-year team-friendly deal. Absolutely.
I think we should sign him back and put his ass. I mean, of course, we got Ertz and we got Williams. Both got paid. And those would be two big-time tight ends. But I think interior-wise, we could really just destroy the shit out of people. We brought A.J. Green back, put him at slot, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, played our wideouts. You know what I'm saying? We got Rondell. And then, of course, what's the other cat name on the outside? Hop.
Yeah, forget that.
I mean, you know, he ain't played in like fucking 13 weeks, so you know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, so keep rolling, baby.
Yeah, so they'll address some of the needs, like potentially, you know, getting someone in, you know, in that three spot on the receiving core in the draft. I don't know if they're going to end up signing anybody, but yeah, you got cats like A.J. Green out there, Max Garcia on the O-line, Corey Peters on the D-line, Robert Alford corner, Chris Banjo's still out there, so I'm guessing, you know, at least half of those guys or more are probably not going to come back to the BG. A lot of that will probably be addressed in the draft. Mm-hmm. But and also, they did tender the young boy, Jonathan Ward, the running back. So they do have some depth behind Connor as well. So B minus. Okay, I'm into it. All right, keeping it moving. Oh, man. Baker originally demands a trade to the Colts, and they pull the okey-doke and the game of musical chairs, and now he's a man without a country. So, JB, when you look at this whole situation with him, do you feel like he's going to get traded or released? And depending on what happens, what do you think is the best fit for him?
I think release is going to be the answer. I don't think they're going to trade him because they didn't want to give anything to anybody. I think they'll just take that cap hit. All right, Baker Mayfield is slowly digging a grave for himself. And my brother Steve Smith, who has no business being on TV, I'm just being honest, right? No, not knocking your hustle, Steve. I love you. But your mouth, bro, like, he gonna say what he needs to say, right? And Steve Smith basically was like, yo, Baker Mayfield, fucking crybaby. That's basically in so many words what he said on national television. And he ain't lying, right? He is not lying. He's telling the God's honest truth. This dude is a dork, man, right? Like, come on, bro. Like, you ain't even did nothing to be a diva, right? Nothing. You ain't did nothing to be a diva, right? So you can't go demand respect and you ain't shown nothing to get respect. This is a what have you done for me lately, league? You know what I'm saying? All you've done.
Have you done for me lately?
People will take quarterbacks, Benny, that won't lose games for them, right? I.e. Right. Jimmy Garoppolo. Baker Mayfield loses games for him. And he has all year. Mm-hmm. So the coach was like, nah, we straight on this cat. Like, right, look, Benny, right now, Baker Mayfield is Will Smith in the episode when his dad left him and went back on the road with the trucks. You know what I'm saying? He's hugging Uncle Phil like, why you don't want me?
In the empty house. He's in the empty house.
Oh, that's not even that. He's like, why you don't want me, man? You know what I'm saying? That's like he asking his agent why the Browns don't want him right now. So, poor Baker Mayfield, man. You know what? I feel sorry for the guy. You know, well, I mean, at least there's always Progressive commercials.
Right. Well, that Progressive commercial is about to turn into a fucking U-Haul ad because pack it up, baby. You out of there, son. Okay, so you think he's going to be released. I ultimately think they're going to try to make a deal at the draft. If they can't do it, they're going to release him. So let's just say he's just free and clear. Where do you think is his best fit based on everything that's transpired in this crazy-ass week?
I mean, Seattle needs a quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
And again, he fit there, though.
I mean, did he fit in Cleveland? I mean, look, Pete Carroll's known for making weird-ass mistakes, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to building teams. I honestly, openly, and really, truly believe that he is going to end up in Seattle. And I'm not just saying that because he's in the NFC West, and I would like to see him because he's going to throw us at least two interceptions a game, right? I honestly believe that he is going to end up in Seattle.
I actually think they're going to try to make a trade at the draft. They're not going to get what they want. They're going to eat some of the money and release him. And I think the irony is, I think he's going to end up on he's going to get picked up by Carolina for the rest of his deal. And the two picks from the 2018 drafts could be Baker starting and Sam Darnold backing him up.
Oh, not to bust a boat, but the Panthers already said they're not interested in him. So they like, we don't want this cat at all. Right? So, and I feel you, like, crazier shit has happened.
Hey, listen, the Texans told the Browns they were off the table until they weren't. And then they were back on when they put that big G behind it.
The dust, bro. The dust is going to speak loud.
Now, JB, speaking of a quarterback that did his time and, got him at least sniffing the promised land, you know, Matty Ryan got traded to the Colts with Matt Ryan, and considering what you were saying, follow us at JB and Benny Blue to run that clip back about Carson Wentz on our last episode. Do you feel like the Colts with that addition have now become contenders in the AFC?
I mean, they've always been contenders in the AFC, right? So we can't say became, right? I think they became a better football team. Right?
Because say with Carson, though, you said it, right. You said it last episode with Carson.
Because Matty Ice is a better quarterback than Carson, right? So, I mean, I think at that right then and there, their defense is still intact, right? They hadn't lost nobody. So, you know, they were blessed to have a lot of people under contract. And so they ain't lost no damn body, right? Frank Wright is still their quarterback. I mean, basically quarterback coach and head coach, right? So, of course, he, as a quarterback that played in the NFL for a long time, is going to make it quarterback friendly. That's why Carson Wentz looks so damn good, you know what I'm saying, he was with the Colts, because Frank Wright made it quarterback friendly. So he's going to do the same thing for Matty Ice again, who's just a flat-out better quarterback. So, hell yeah. I mean, watch out for Indy. I know my folks in Indianapolis right now jumping for joy to hear me say this, but watch out for the Indianapolis coach this year, man. Chad, you hear what I said, boy?
Right. Oh, yeah. We talked about it at the party, and I do think they're going to be better, because I feel like, kind of like what you said with Jimmy G, it's going to be less mistakes. It's not going to be like Carson when he tries to dip into that athleticism well and fucks it off and like gives the ball up or throws a pick. And I don't feel like you're going to get that with Matt Ryan. Is it a crazy upgrade? No, but the fact that they were able to pull off that trade when he probably still has two or three pretty good years left in
they might just
actually sniff some. But the AFC got way harder, though. The AFC is a fucking
So shout out to the Atlanta Falcons, though, for getting Marcus Mariota, right? I think it just kind of fits the mold of more what they're trying to do. And again, a quarterback with mobility. I mean, that's what the league is going to now. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have a quarterback that can run, get himself out of trouble, or can extend plays, you're not going to be very good. You know what I'm saying? These damn defensive linemen are getting too good. And offensive line players getting more and more terrible by the damn day, right?
God damn it.
By the day.
Let him in, NFL. Give my guy a job. Turn your ship around quick.
Hey, it'll happen to you. Oh, and right, shout out before we get moving too far, shout out to our guys, you know what I'm saying, it's so effing dope, right? Hey, the magazine, yeah. You know what I'm saying, who you can catch, you know what I'm saying, us as a sponsor. My boy Corey Norwood, who was the code, the 50% of So Effing Dope came out, you know what I'm saying, last weekend because of his other company that he runs, you know what I'm saying, doing 707. I got a chance to see my brother, and it was awesome. So I got to shout him out, you know what I'm saying, and of course, you know what I'm saying, So Effing Dope. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we still need that magazine cover, man. I know what y'all doing over
there. Come on, man.
We still need that magazine cover.
We love you guys. Give us a cover, man.
We still need that cover. You know what I'm saying? And I'm probably, you know what I'm saying, make sure I get y'all information. You know what I'm saying? So I got you, baby. I've always had y'all. So, yeah. So shout out to So Effing Dope, man. Keep it pushing. Let's get it.
Beautiful. Now, we did have a question from our guy Sean joining us. He says, JB is Boston's brain. He says, what do you think about Tyreek to Miami? What are your thoughts on Tua not having a strong enough arm to get the ball? By the way, JB, the Dolphins are loaded with weapons now. So that's his question.
They are. So, again, Benny, who's the backup in Miami?
Teddy Two Gloves now.
Teddy
Two Gloves.
Okay, so to answer your question, Sean, I don't think Tua is going to be starting. All right, to be, you know what I'm saying, just being real, like I think they brought Teddy down there for a reason. I said it, right, and Benny can attest, I think that Tua will be a good backup quarterback in this league for a long time, right? Very Chase Daniels-like, right? Making good money, being in the league 12 years or so, 13 years, you know, probably played in 40 games, you know what I'm saying, over the course of those 13 years, but it's okay. You're getting that dust, you're a solid quarterback. You're good enough to be on somebody's team. They're comfortable with you saying, okay, if something go down, we know if we got a six-game stretch, he can win us 4 out of 6. Bam, we cool. But I just don't think that that my man Tua is going to be the quarterback. They got all them goddamn weapons down there, and they're going to need somebody that has a tad bit more mobility and decision-making, and Teddy got a bigger arm. Yeah, I think eventually Teddy will be starting.
Yeah, and listen, man, for all the heat that the Dolphins have been taking with the whole Deshaun Watson thing and the whole Brian Flores thing and the shit with the owner, I mean, look at this. I mean, they got Tua, they got two gloves, so that's a pretty solid quarterback room. They just got Tyreek Hill. They already had Jalen Waddle.
They got Raheem.
They just got Cedric Wilson from the Cowboys, Devontae Parker, and then they just picked up Chase Edmonds, and they have Raheem Mostert, and they have Mike Gesicki. I mean, that is a pretty loaded skill group.
That ball club is decent, bro. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, really decent. Mm-hmm. Really decent. I appreciate that, Sean. You know what I'm saying? We agree on something. Go Yankees, by the way. All right. My ass.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. So, I mean, man, but, like, with the Chiefs, though, I mean, who's in their core now? I mean, they just signed Juju Smith-Schuster, Mr. TikTok.
So here's the thing about it, like, and I know I see where you're getting at, right? Well, they got the kid that they drafted who is just as fast as Tariq Hill, right? I forget his name. McCole Hardeman. So he's just as fast as Tariq Hill, right? Probably a better route runner, right? And of course, a bigger body, right? Of course, they got Travis Kelce, and then they got Juju Smith-Schuster to work on the outside / inside, right? Eric Bieniemy. Andy Reid, come on, man. Magic. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter who the fuck they get. And they got that reconstructed offensive line? Excuse me. Who's starting to pay dividends now? Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Come on, man. That's okay. I'll take that. From you, I knew it was coming. So, but yeah, they got that reconstructed offensive line. They got Elvis Allaire. Of course, they got, you know what I'm saying, my homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, they contenders, bro. The AFC is fucking nasty. The only thing they got to do is solidify that defense. They signed the safety. But they got to get a couple better interior defensive linemen to complement Big Dog Jones in there. And then, shit, they're going to be hell to deal with, man.
Yeah, I mean, they're still going
to
be...
Got a dog in middle linebacker, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think his last name, Gay? A dog. Oh, I'm talking about a dog.
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs will always be in the mix. So long as they have Big Red and Bieniemy for however long Bieniemy's still there with that culture and Mahomes, like, they're going to figure it out. Now, if they lose a couple other key playmakers, obviously that would be different. You can't work magic with everything. You can't put lipstick on every pig. But it's not like they just got completely gutted and they're blowing it up. So, hey, man, Tariq Hill got the big bag. We saw the photo with him and the FaceTime and all that. So, you know, like you said in our patent production meeting, man, shout out to all these players for having that NBA-like mobility and getting these bags with these caps going up.
Right. You know? And, of course, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, Benny is the king of segues. So, with that being said, like, me and Benny talked about it in our patent production meeting, like, how similar now are we seeing the NFL to the NBA when it comes to blockbuster trades, right? When it comes to getting big-time free agents moved to teams because of this and that. Like, it's beautiful, right? You know, so I think it's dope as hell. I think it's like, you know, it keeps you guessing. You're like, okay, what the fuck is going to happen next, right? But I think it's dope. I think it's dope as hell. I think people, you know what I'm saying, it's people getting paid, you know what I'm saying, people getting opportunities, you know what I'm saying, teams, again, I think that the Rams just kind of fucked the whole paradigm. They shifted the whole paradigm.
Fuck them picks.
Yeah, fuck them number one draft picks. And it's fucked up for those kids that put the work in, you know what I'm saying? But like NFL teams now, like, hey, shit, yeah, number one my ass, bitch. You might go right. Number two in the middle. You know what I'm saying? You might go shit by 46, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But yeah, that first round draft pick shit don't mean nothing.
Yeah, because now, I mean, now we're now getting into the era of, as you might say, the proven commodity era, mm-hmm. where it's like, if mm-hmm. we know that you can really contribute at a high level and we're trying to win now, we're not worried about picks in 22 and 23 if they got a team intact.
But man, for being real shit though, like, that's just kind of how I am. And I've always said, if you've listened to this podcast, episode 216, episode 216, if you listen to this episode, I mean, this podcast from back when we was in the fucking, in the 10s and 60s and 70s, mm-hmm. I say this all the time, it don't mean shit. You got to prove to me that you can fucking play football.
Yes.
Right, you got to prove to me that you can be a professional, that you can sustain this lifestyle, that you ain't gonna get in trouble, right? That you're gonna do everything you're supposed to do to take care of your body, that you're gonna put a great product on the field that you're gonna produce for us. I'm gonna take the guys that I know can do it, even if their names ain't as big as some fucking kid who was in college lighting it up. Fuck all that, you know what I'm saying? I already know, and I'm gonna say it so that people that are listening know. The NFL is literally made of third to sixth round draft picks, right?
Yes.
Third to sixth round draft picks. That's what the NFL is compiled of, right? Now, yeah, you got some second rounders, early second, and first rounders sprinkled in there. But, nah, the core of the NFL, solid football players that got drafted in the early third, late sixth round. Here's what it is, man. I need the motherfuckers that I know can play football. I don't want you to show me shit, right? Fuck that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, look, man, speaking and listen, you know, reviewers, if you're tapping in, if you want us to talk about any of these number of different trades and signs, we know Khalil Mack got dealt to the Chargers, and there's just been a bunch of shit that happened. We're already, you know, just drop it in anytime, drop a comment or question. We got you. We promise. Now, speaking of a team, we talked about contenders thus far and some review reaction news. Davante Adams at a standstill on the contract with the Pack. And he gets dealt to the Raiders to be reunited with his guy from Fresno State, Derek Carr. Yep. Are the Pack no longer contenders? And do you feel like the Raiders can really make a serious run now?
Again, win now mentality, yes. So, first of all, Packers, what the fuck were you thinking? I mean, this man's your leading receiver. Like, you know what I'm saying? He opens up so many avenues for other receivers because he's going to get double covered. Right, you're not finna get that now, right? You got so many holes in your offense, it's crazy at this point. Now, you signed Aaron Rodgers, right? Oh, that's great, you got 12 back, but, like, who are you gonna throw the ball to? And that's no knock on nobody else. You got St. Brown there. You got the kid, something, start with L. And these kids are, they're playing good ball, right? They're doing well. His tight end's coming back. He got hurt. The kid that was promising, he got hurt. He's coming back, right? All right, and you got Dylan in the backfield. And you still got what's man's name, number 33. They signed him. Aaron Jones. So they got weapons. But Devontae, man, that's your guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one of the reasons why 12 wanted to come back. And I'm pretty sure he was not happy about it. He ain't said shit about it because he just got paid. But I'm pretty sure he wasn't happy about it. Raiders, we just talked about it. They ain't win now mode, right? They ain't win now mode. Now, Derek Carr, if you can't win a game with these motherfuckers you're throwing the ball to, come on, man. You need your ass whooped, right?
Right.
You need your ass whooped. Right. You need your motherfucking ass whooped. So, you know, with the weapons that the Raiders got, and then, of course, getting Chandler Jones and adding it to Max Crosby, and then, you know, the defensive backfield is scrappy. I think they signed a kid from the kid number 11 from St. Louis, from L.A., from the Rams, right, who was their top dog cornerback. Well, second tier because, you know, Jalen Ramsey being there. But they're ready, and they're ready, and they ready, and they've been ready. They ready. So I'm excited. To be honest with you, man, right? Shout out to Kevin Robinson, our boy, you know what I'm saying? Because he called that shit probably like a week before it happened. Mm-hmm. But
he's room for that shit. Yeah.
We gonna have to, you know what I'm saying, go fuck with Kev and go to Vegas and go to a game, bro, just to partake. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just to be there. Shit, it's going to be exciting football played out in the other desert. Yeah.
And it's interesting, JB, you talk about like the Rodgers factor on it, right? You know, it's been proven. They've done a breakdown, and it turns out that if you're a team with a quarterback that's taken up, it's about over 12 or 13% of your overall cap, right, you're not going to win the title. And the reality is they're paying him so much that now they lose the number one. Yeah. Marcus Valdes-Scantling may sign with the Chiefs. Mm. They may lose him if that hasn't already happened while we're on the live stream right now.
I didn't even know it. I forgot about that cat because that was a deep threat right there, right? Lazard is the other one, right? His last name Lazard, the other receiver.
Yeah, when you said right? the L-cat, that's what you're thinking of, Lazard.
So, losing the Scanton kid, which, I mean, it'll hurt many, but that kid was hurt a lot, too, the whole time he was there, right? So, I mean, of course, they're probably going to address in the draft. They're probably going to draft the receiver, probably first round, right? Bring a big-time cat in there, and that'll be that, right? So, Rodgers 12 don't need much, right? He don't need much. He got two cats behind him that can pound the rock. Their offensive line is still intact. I mean, they're going to be okay. I got faith in their young.
But contenders, though.
Bro, they're going to always be there, bro. It just it sucks to say it. I know it hurts, you know what I'm saying, because they're in your division, you know what I'm saying, but they
not even, because even with what they had, they still couldn't get over the hump. I mean, within recent times.
You're exactly right. And then they lost the old boy, you know what I'm saying, the linebacker, you know what I'm saying. So, I mean, they got a lot of holes to fill, but I just feel like the Packers are going to always be there. As long as 12 there, they're going to be there.
We'll tell you what they're not going to do is draft another fucking quarterback in the first round. Good God almighty. Better draft some receivers, Green Bay. We'll figure it out.
It's time to fire.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, and finally, we've reached it. There was a lot of smoke and mirrors. You thought it was Atlanta. You thought it was New Orleans. You thought even maybe Carolina. I thought that might have been the best bet, honestly, was Carolina. They told them they were off the table, and then they were back on the table. Deshaun Watson finally gets dealt. He goes to the Browns, and he gets a new 5-year, 230 M's fully guaranteed deal. JB, when you talk about NBA money and all this shit, how did you react when you first heard about like how this went down?
Congratulations. Hey, listen, I was excited. I was excited because you know how I felt about that whole situation with them bitches, you know what I'm saying, trying to check my man and bitches. When I say bitches, I'm talking about the owner of the Texans and his fucking lawyer too, right? Including, you know what I'm saying, so the bitches with vaginas and the bitches without vaginas, right? You know how I felt about that, right? So the fact that he basically was in Twitter jail, he was in NFL jail, right? All that shit got clear, and I told you all they wanted was money anyway. I remember, Benny, when you asked me, you was like, well, how are they supposed to get that some of that signing bonus back? I said, how many lawsuits they got pending? Okay. And ain't nobody disclosed nothing about how much these bros got paid, because like 18 of them pretty much been settled, or 19, something like that. And ain't nobody said nothing about how much money these bros got paid, right? That's how they was going to get the money back. And I told you they'd rather have them bitches have that money than him have that money because of the situation. It's like you bit the hand that feeds you. Right, that's the way they looked at it. But either way it goes, he up out of there, right? And shout out to the city of Cleveland. Listen, you got your quarterback, baby. You got him. Baker Mayfield, you are a boy. Get your and what's killed me, Benny, is I thought about this last night in my mind. I'm like, in my insomniac state, I'm like, damn, Baker Mayfield's still on their roster. Oh man. He gotta feel like the lowest piece of fucking pond scum, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you got to feel so unwanted. Oh, it's so bad. But anyway, Deshaun, hey, go handle that business, bro. Again, AFC, killing shit. Cleveland. Who the fuck want to go to Cleveland now? Right?
Shit. Right, Odell might come back.
Odell's talking about coming back now. Oh, man. Yep. So, guess who was the problem?
Mm-mm-mm. Yep. Well, that's been some review reaction news. Look, I want to take some time with this because I don't think it's as straightforward as the world may seem. And I have a special message for Deshaun for some Blues Got Time. Mm. And that is, Deshaun, wherever you go, there you are. So let's break down the reality of the situation. So the grand jury decides not to move forward with charges. That doesn't mean he's innocent. That also doesn't mean he's guilty.
So now, when you say charge, you mean the criminal charge.
Correct. Yeah. On the criminal side. Now, on the civil side.
The civil side is going to stand, yeah.
The civil side is still being worked out. And even if he ultimately ends up doing payouts, which is factored in, I think that would drop his guaranteed money to if he doesn't play, he may get the personal conduct suspension for up to maybe 6 weeks is about the standard. So at that point, he'd just be getting paid an M, which is, you know, they clearly kind of tried to factor that in with the contract, right? Mm-hmm. So even if they ultimately come to settlements, that doesn't mean he's guilty. It doesn't mean he's innocent. Do we know if he did anything illegal or wrong? No, because we weren't there. There's a lot of murkiness even coming out today. There was a bunch of massage therapists that came out on his behalf that put their names on it, oddly enough, that were vouching for him on his behalf. Here's what I can say with some good certainty. With some of these women, did he probably do something inappropriate? I think he probably did. Was it wrong? Was it illegal? I don't know. Here's what I can say, though, by looking into his background and understanding the facts of this case. Deshaun Watson has a problem with sex. He does. Homie is a horny individual. That man is a horny individual. Damn. Like, that part, I'm not going to debate that. No, my man has an issue. And the reason why I called this segment "Wherever You Go, There You Are," Deshaun, because as someone who moved from a place to another place, a big city, it doesn't matter if you got dealt to Cleveland, New Orleans, Atlanta, Tokyo, you still got to bring yourself there. And while a lot of this stuff may be unclear, and some of it may very well be bullshit, but some of it could very well be true. And we don't really know that for a fact either way. The reality is, the one thing I can take away from this situation is, and we ran a poll, JB, at JB and Benny Blue on our Twitter. And with that poll, I asked Cleveland fans, and I'll pull it up. Browns fans, are you happy that Deshaun is accepting the trade from Houston to Cleveland? And the answers were available were yes, no, 50-50, and pending the legal civil case ruling. And the answer that got the most votes was no. So it's a very split down the middle type of situation with him coming in.
Well, with that being said, man, this is Cleveland, right? And it's Ohio, right? So it's a very conservative state. So I think that had a lot to do with it as well. Like, you got a bunch of, I understand. Like, trust me, I said it myself, you know what I'm saying, when it first happened. Hey, you know what I mean? Did mans do some wild shit? Probably did. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he didn't, but like, yeah, you know I mean, like, if that, I get it.
But Jimmy, just to put a bow on it, basically what I'm saying is, you know, Deshaun, you know, God willing, everything works out for everybody involved. But the reality is, homie, therapy is healing. It's a beautiful
hell
thing.
Hell yes.
You clearly don't have you clearly need to rearrange the deck chairs of some of the people in your life. And remember, man, with great power comes great responsibility. You have the highest fucking contract with any quarterback. It's $80 million above Rodgers. But you haven't been playing, and Rodgers has. For all his bullshit, all his discount double vax bullshit, he's at least been on the field, and you haven't. I get the circumstances. Houston was playing games. I get all of that. But the reality is, the best ability is availability. You got to be out there. You got to be doing your thing. And we have, and I want to shout out to all the women reviewers that love us and support us, because I'm not going to pretend and act like I know what they're feeling to speak for them, because they really hold us down. They actually interact with us. Yes. So I understand if you're a woman and you're not really feeling this whole situation, how as soon as the fucking grand jury was like, we're going to do it, all these fucking teams just rushed like a horse race out of the shit. You know, the Browns didn't even do their due diligence on the shit. Let's keep it funky. They did not do that. They said they called them like, did you do it? Appreciate it. Here's the check. And like that, that's all they did with the shit. So again, I'm not saying homie is guilty or innocent. I'm just saying shit is not always as simple as it seems. And Deshaun, wherever you go, there you are. Get the help that you need. And God willing, all this shit can clear up for everybody.
And you can
have a great career.
Yeah, and one thing Ben didn't say, Deshaun, is consider yourself lucky, right? Because what did I say originally, Benny? I didn't think he was gonna play football no more. I didn't think he was gonna be here. I thought it was a wrap. Thought it was over. But hey, again, consider yourself lucky. It's a second chance in life. Take it and run with it. Don't look back.
Like Benny said, don't play yourself.
Like therapy. Oh, therapy, baby. Get it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Sit and talk to somebody about it.
Exactly. And the words of Forrest Gump, that's all I got to say about that. Reviewers, we appreciate you tapping in. Tapping with our sponsors, Valley Boy Association Clothing. Go to valleyboyassociation.com. Use code PODCAST22, 20% off your order at checkout. And again, you see, Jay, come on, man. This shit's clean as hell. Look at that shirt. Come on, man.
And again,
you want the clean whip to go with the clean shirt.
The whip with it's the Tim shirt.
It's timtobuy.com. Get yourself a new or pre-owned vehicle right now. And again, man, make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue. You know, the new live stream time, folks, 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern every other Wednesday. And again, man, we are in podcast form, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Like, share, and subscribe. All right, Jim, we're going to have a little fun here to end the show. We have a couple reactions. First of which, I may catch you off guard a little bit with this one. I'm not sure if you heard this, but I'm not sure if you knew this, but there's a beef in the fast food world. I'm not sure if you're aware of this.
Is that a play on words? Was that a play on words or what? Yeah.
Well, it is, because it involves Arby's, because they allegedly have the meats, and okay. they got friend of the show. Pusha T to do a diss track on the spicy chicken sandwich of McDonald's. And I'm not going to lie, you might be nodding your head like that.
I mean, it's Push, dog. It's Push, bro. What you mean? Clean. It's so Push.
Let's take a listen and see what we and the reviewers think. Let's pull this shit up. All right.
That's crazy. Yep. Arby's got dough like, who the fuck is eating Arby's? They got money like this.
I'm the reason the whole world love it. Now I gotta crush it. Filet-O fishes, then you should be disgusted. How dare you sell a square fish asking us to trust it? A half slice of cheese, Mickey D's on a budget. Arby's crispy fish is simply it. With lines round the corner, we might need a guest list. Exit stage left, the sandwiches taste fresh. A little cube of fish from a clown is basic. Say less, this argument is baseless. Drowned in tartar, that filet-o fish is tasteless. See, Arby's only deals in the greatness. I bet the house on it like it's Vegas. Look, I could sell water to a well. How could you ever think I'd fail? Yeah, the crispy fish sandwich blazing trails. The mother clown's just too frail. Yeah, if you know me and you know me well, our fish is gonna tip that scale.
Wow, and he made a cocaine reference at the end, of course.
Brought to you by the unrivaled, the unparalleled Arby's.
Wow, Arby's. Okay, I see you. Arby said, you know what? We are taking away that old, you know what I'm saying, that old, you know what I'm saying, myth that everybody's like, oh, y'all meat ain't real. I still don't believe y'all roast beef real, okay? You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if y'all got good fish sandwiches, cool. I haven't eaten at Arby's just one night, probably about 4 years ago. I was high as a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And that's the last. And they had a fish sandwich then. Now, Benny, let me tell you something. That fish sandwich was not that good. Mm-mm-mm. Now I'm gonna tell you who got the bomb ass fish sandwich. All right, talk about fish sandwiches. Goddamn Popeyes. Oh my god, that flounder sandwich fucking phenomenal. Okay, so Arby's, y'all can talk all the shit y'all want about McDonald's, but come with Popeyes with that bullshit. Push, the shit was dope. I mean, that's Push. Like I said, it's Push. You go hear bars, that's Push. It's good.
Yeah. Right. That was like a quality record. And for those who don't know the background, the reason why Push has issue with Mickey D's and they got him to do this is because Push created the ba da ba 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 I'm loving it shit.
Right. He did.
Created with Justin Timberlake. So
yes, sir.
For those who weren't around, I got to play that right now because we got the clip of that too.
Yeah, and he was trying to get that dough. What you mean?
Mm-hmm. That them royalties.
Move your feet, rock to the beat. Hungry for the music, gotta eat. I'm loving it, I'm loving it. No guts, no glory. Seems like I stumbled in the wrong territory. I'm loving it. Looks can be.
Give the man his money.
There's a slight change of plans for the evening. I'm loving it. My car
with Justin Timberlake.
If only I could start this fine piece of machine. I'm loving it.
No bread. Move your feet, no rock bread. To the beat.
Hungry for no the dough. Music. No dough. Mm-mm. No dough. Ooh, they trifling, bro. They trifling, dog.
Bad
trife. Ugh.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yep.
Great track, Push. All right, great track. All right, great job. Okay. I mean, Arby's, you know what I'm saying? If you gonna do it, do it. You know I'm all for that ratchetry, Benny. You know I'm all for that, bro. So all the buffoonery, you know I'm for all the buffoonery, bro. So hell yeah, Arby's, come at their ass, right? McDonald's, right. What you gonna do about it? You know what I'm saying? I wanna know. Who you gonna get? Drake?
Oh my, could you imagine?
Oh my god, that would be so
hilarious.
They would have to come out about 30 for Drake. Ooh wee.
Yeah, well, shout out to Porsche. That was a dope record, a little music video they did there. All right. Nice. So, JB, you know, we've been asking for it. JBMedievalReview@gmail.com. We're finally getting some new music. This is friend of the show out of Colorado. His name's Morgan or the Sound. New artist. Okay. Follow him at Morgan or the Sound. Not sounds, but sound. Mm. He's got a new record called Perfect, which is dropping on all the streaming platforms on March 25th. So I've never heard the song. JB has not heard this song either. We are going to do a live savage reaction to it right now, and we're going to tell you what you think. And again, reviewers, if you want to drop in your new music for us to play or potentially get on this show for a fine Be Real With Your Grind series interview, maybe. Those are coveted. Maybe. Then make maybe. Sure you get us. JB and Benny Blue Review. You got to be doing your thing on the show. We ain't going to lie. You can't be no crumb bum out of your mama's basement rapping, you know, MC such and such. You know, you got to be doing your thing, man. So, but if you want to get your music play for a reaction, you can definitely do that. So we're going to do that right now. Morgan or the Sound, and this song is called Perfect. Let's check it out.
Perfect. Oh God, this is it. Yeah,
here she comes. She's so perfect.
Don't you tell me you ain't come alone, 'cause I know you did. Ain't no way I leave it on your own, 'cause you never do. I would keep you here all to myself if it was up to me. Things don't always turn out how you want. Yeah, personally, things change.
Tell you how it feels to be by your side.
The draw, that's just the draw. Tell you how I feel, something you could never tell. Yeah, shocked by the highlight. I still group when I'm struck by the limelight. Told you we could be together when the time's right. But you could never see forever in your hindsight. Stuck in your hindsight. Paint a perfect picture of the way you're not supposed to be. But I think it'd be better if you spend your time more close to me. I just wanted someone I could call my boy. I guess we'd never make it past the full time, yeah.
Nails done, hair did, all red lipstick. Don't you look nice? I'd say perfect. Yeah, I'd say perfect. Nails done, hair did, all red lipstick. Don't you look nice? I'd say perfect. Oh God, this is it, yeah.
Here she comes, she's so perfect.
She got her new heels on as she walked through, singing that same old song. She don't want you.
Yeah, she don't want you. Yeah. I'm Gucci town, vacation out of town. Brand new Mercedes, yeah, I like the way it sound. Wait, don't check the price, I buy what I like, yeah. You can't be my wife, but I might spoil you tonight, oh.
Right, so there you have it. Perfect by Morgan or the Sound. Looks, there's a couple other artists on there, but I apologize, don't have their credits. So Dr. Bridges, what do you think of young Morgan?
I mean, I think it's cool for the sound that's out right now. You know what I'm saying? The Keith Sweat, whining, drug crowd, like the Juice WRLD, rest in peace to him and the other kid that died. All right, you know what I'm saying? What's the kid now? The name that died? The X, right?
There's a bunch of them, so many of them that have died.
But I mean, that's kind of like that sound. So I mean, and the song picked up towards the end to me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
once it got past the breakdown,
that's when the shit started really grooving to me, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and it was like, okay, well, you know, if I heard this shit when I was out, you know what I'm saying? Like, the second part, I'd be like, all right, cool. The first part was kind of slow, it was kind of all over the place, you know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, I mean, as a whole, you know what I'm saying? You get a high C plus, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you just started the music game, so you. I mean, look, my son's a recording artist, you know what I'm saying? I was hard on him, son. So, you know what I'm saying? Both my sons are actually, you know what I'm saying, recording artists, you know what I'm saying? And I tell them straight up. I tell them like it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, so the world that you're trying to get into, you got to make sure that thing go from, like, literally from 0 to 100 real quick. And it hold people's attention for 2 minutes and 15 seconds or 2 minutes and 30 seconds at the most, and that's that. Right.
Yeah.
I just felt like it was too much going on in the beginning, but once it started to go, it was a vibe. It was cool.
Yeah, I agree. I would say if I were to give it a grade, I'd probably give it a B minus. I agree with that assessment. With the first half of the song, it's a little bit chaotic. I think there's like two other artists on the song, so it's a little bit chaotic in terms of like the melody. I understand, like you said, like kind of like that pop punk thing meets with like the, you know, like kind of like the trap production of it. So I respect that. I like the blend of the real instruments with kind of the 808 drums and stuff. Yeah. So I thought that was cool. And the song definitely picks up steam on the back end. So I know what you mean. So yeah, not bad, Morgan. Not bad. We're definitely not calling you trash, but we're also saying you definitely have a level or two to go up.
No, we're not calling you trash. Because if you were trash, we would call you trash.
Oh yeah, we would let you know. But no, man, it's solid. I definitely like the production. Like I said, the first half of the song, we both agree, is a little chaotic or something. Like it felt like
it was just a lot going on. Right,
it's so, like four different genres. Right. Just like
the natural instruments came in. I was like, all right, cool. Yeah. So I was just gonna go to it. All of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? Like the chorus came in. I was just like, hold on, what happened now? You know what I'm saying? Like the 808 kicked in. I'm like, well, what the hell's going on right now? Mm-hmm. But again, once the song picked
found
up,
its groove at the end. Yep,
the
middle.
Was nice. Yep. It was nice. It was smooth. It was cool.
Yep. And exactly. Listen, reviewers, if you want your music reacted to, reviewed, all that shit, it will be on the podcast form and the live stream again. Get at us, send your link, send us your social media at jbandbennybluereview@gmail.com.
Yo, real quick, Benny, if y'all got iTunes, whatever, my son, you know, Sam Winters is his name.
Winters?
He has his most recent album called Elephant is out. And you know what I'm saying? You'll love it. You know what I'm saying? It's some wild shit. You know what I'm saying? He's kind of, and this is, you know, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not putting out albums to sell a million records right now. He's just kind of trying to feel himself, right? He's learning himself as an artist. He's learning to produce. He's learning, you know, vocal cords and tones. But it's a cool little vibe. You know what I'm saying? It's dope. It's called Elephant. And literally, it's on everything. Spotify, iTunes, all that. It's been out for quite a while.
Okay, well then we got to get it. We got to get a link to so we can do a Savage reaction as well. So be on the lookout for that.
Sure.
You know, coming back, man. So look, man, that's it. Okay, Sean's stepping in. All right, Sean digs it. All right, we appreciate it.
It was decent, right, Sean? Yeah.
We show love to artists here and there on the show. But listen, man, that's it. Before we get into some weenie nuts, we got a couple RIPs to drop, man. R.I.P. Scott Hall, a.k.a. the bad guy, Razor Ramon,
you know what I'm saying? Oh, baby, come on.
One of my favorite
now.
Wrestlers of all time.
One of mine as well.
Man, he was responsible for my favorite match of all time, Shawn Michaels, Razor Ramon, ladder match, WrestleMania 10 for the two belts hanging. Mm-hmm. Love Razor Ramon. And we'd be remiss, man. Fucking legend. R.I.P. John Clayton. You
one
know
of
who
my
John
favorite.
Clayton is?
Yeah.
Will, good there you it. Been. Fucking A.
Hey, hello, Willie.
Hey, yo.
This out, like, yeah, John Clayton, man, one of the greatest commercials that I've ever seen on ESPN, where he does a segment, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, he has half of it. Like, kind of like you're looking at me right now. He gets up, you know what I'm saying, he has a tearaway suit tie on, he goes back, he lets his hair down, because everybody knows, you know what I'm saying, like, he has that T-top. And he's like, "Mom, don't my segment." He got the heavy metal bump. He opened the magazine like just a typical 80s kid. And it was great, man. So shout out to that dude, man. You know what I'm saying? He has reported some of the greatest happenings in sports to us over the years at ESPN. So ESPN, legend, a sports legend. I mean, when you talk about ESPN, you cannot talk about this man. So, yeah, rest in peace to him. And I mean, I know some shit going on. You know, what I'm saying, like, with certain, you look at these people, man, and you see them all the time, right? And like, I'm just gonna say it, Chris Mortensen, man. I know something wrong with you, and I know that ain't nobody saying nothing. Like, this dude is like literally like wasting away in front of our eyes, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time I see him,
he had cancer previously, or maybe he had
to have cancer. He probably still got cancer. And I ain't wishing it upon him, man. But like, every time I see that man, his neck gets smaller and smaller, right? And I'm like, his face just starts to shrink. I'm like, man, come on, Mort. Like, I've had the pleasure of meeting Mort, you know what I'm saying? Because he was in Philly, him, Sal Palatalio, and of course, Stephen A. Smith. You know what I'm saying? When I was dating, yeah. that's how old I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was
Philadelphia Inquirer.
Right, yeah. When I was a rookie, you know what I'm saying? Stephen A. Smith was in the locker room in Philly. So, yeah, man, John Clayton, rest in peace, man. You know what I'm saying? We know you would be reporting the sports news in heaven, you know what I'm saying? Whatever they got going on up there. Yeah, man. But, you know, of course, and with JB's final thoughts that we need us, it's still bullshit going on in the world today, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, just stop it, right? I mean, at this point, and another thing, man, like, okay, so gas prices are high, but I mean, I remember, Benny, when I was my year after I moved to LA, probably about 6 months after I moved into the social, right? Gas prices were like damn near $7 a fucking gallon in LA, right?
Yeah, they spiked temporarily. Yeah. People forget that. They topped up real quick.
Right, yeah. So this ain't the first time this shit has happened. So please, like, find something else to talk about. You know what I'm saying? I know it's easy to just, you know, blame this guy, blame that guy, blame the president, because he's the one that they put up there for you guys to blame, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, man, take care of your own fucking business. You know what I'm saying? Handle your family. You know what I'm saying? Handle your health. You know what I mean? Yeah, and I say it all the time. We need us, you know what I'm saying? Black, white, yellow, brown, orange, it don't fucking matter. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's about that life, that's about that real shit, that equality shit, man, together, you know what I'm saying? This hurts. This might, you know what I'm saying? So when we do this, we powerful. When we do this, it's like, eh, maybe. You know what I mean? So simple as a dimple, man. We appreciate you guys joining us for episode 216. Follow us at JB and Benny Blue for all social media platforms and TikTok, bitch. All right? TikTok. Mm-hmm. Yes, Benny does do TikTok videos, dance videos, you know what I'm saying, there. For anybody that was wondering, you know what I'm saying, he does. Him and Juju Smith.
Not with Jackson Mahomes.
Right. Without a doubt. So we in there, man. JB and Benny Blue on TikTok, man. Follow us, you know what I'm saying? All that good shit. New live stream time is 7:30 Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Yes, indeed. Every other Wednesday, right? So you won't see us again for 2 weeks, but we appreciate everybody that tapped in. My other podcast, The Burning Bridges, live streams on Sundays at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. The Twitter family, AAT Sports _, and the AAT Birds. That's the @ The Birds family. All about the birds, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the city of Philadelphia. I have to say it over and over again. I love that city. I can't wait to get my ass back out there. You know what I'm saying? All about the birds. We love y'all to death, right? All that other shit, man. Hate mail, love mail, don't matter, man. JB and Benny Blue Review at Gmail. I'm sorry, yeah, at gmail.com. Man, get at us. Business inquiries, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to be a title sponsor, man, fuck with us. You got new music, fuck with us, man. But other than that, enjoy free agency. It's still happening. NFL free agency. The NBA is heating up. Sweet 16 is finished. Is it Elite Eight now?
Yeah, well, actually, Sweet 16 is happening right now.
Well, yeah, so they got like two more games left, right?
Yep.
So almost until the Elite Eight. And this is when I start to watch the tournament, Benny, you know what I'm saying? Because this is when you're going to see the talent that's going to tap into the NBA next year. And in the next couple of years, they're going to be running the NBA. So, and other than that, man, free Brittany Griner.
Let her go. You know, come on, Russia. Come on, over vape pens? Get out of here.
I know y'all just trying to do some shit. Now they're doing that shit because they like fucking with us. Right?
They're trying to press us. We got your girl.
I got your bitch. So free Brittany Griner. All right. And other than that, man, we appreciate y'all. Episode 216. The JB and Benny Review. We out, bro.
We love you. Viewers, we'll see you in 2 Wednesdays. Until that, take care of yourselves and each other, and we are out.
Peace, love, and happiness, damn it.
Yeah.
Three great words. Free fries Friday. Especially when they're used in that exact order. Get a free medium fries with $1 minimum purchase.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid one time on Fridays at participating McDonald's through 12/31/24. Excludes tax, must opt into rewards.
Saving money on protecting your garden. Now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.